Hold on a second. It's very possible. Very possible. I have a very special guest on the hotline right now. Hold on. Hello.
Hello.
Is this Sully?
Yeah.
Sully, it's Paul Marshall. We're on the air. What's up, bro?
What's up, dude? Are we live?
Yeah, we're live on the air right now. Don't say the F word.
That's right. You gotta kind of deter me there. You gotta let me know these things. I need fair warning, or I'll drop the F bomb.
Well, you want to hang on the line, and I'll come back to you in like 3 minutes.
No, I'm kidding.
I'm just giving you a hard time, man. What are you doing on a Friday afternoon calling me? What's up, bro?
I'm actually on my way from San Diego up to L.A. and then to Vegas. I'm doing some TV shows and been playing some poker.
Really?
All that good stuff, you know?
You are a degenerate gambler.
I'm not a degenerate gambler, but yeah, okay, I am.
I was just going to say, degenerate and gambler equals degenerate gambler.
Yeah, you're right.
The new Greatest Hits is out. The Good Times, Bad Times, 10 Years of Godsmack with that bonus DVD. By the way, badass bonus DVD. You should go pick that up. What else is going on in the world?
Well, that's it, man. You know, we've been celebrating 10 years on the road and taking a little time off. And we're going to, you know, throw this out there so people can chew on that for a while. So we can take a little bit of a break, hang out with our family and friends and that kind of stuff. I got this solo thing I'm working on that's really kind of cool. It's a completely different kind of music, but it's going to be cool, man. I think the people who enjoy, like, the Serenities and Voodoos and that kind of texture that Godsmack has done will really, you know, kind of appreciate this kind of thing, because it's not even rock, man. It's really, really different. It's all hand drumming. There's not even a traditional drum set on the record. It's all hand drums, very Native American tribal rhythms with these, like, bluesy Middle Eastern vocal melodies, and I'm featuring Lisa Geyer, this incredible female singer that I actually used on that solo on Godsmack 4. She's going to be doing this project with me, so we're just kind of like doing some things aside just to kind of get away from it for a second and enjoy some time off, and then, you know, we're going to come back with a big, fat, awesome, hard ass Godsmack record.
By the way, what's the indigenous tribe to Lawrence, Massachusetts?
What is what?
The indigenous Indian tribe. You were talking about Native American rhythms and stuff. I mean, what's the Native American tribe that settled in Lawrence?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just giving you a hard time, bro. Because, you know, everybody else is in town this weekend. You know that, right? We have our Twisted Christmas. So everybody from the band, along with Lee and Whitfield, are in town actually here in Kansas City on Sunday night.
Oh, cool. You going to see all those guys?
Yeah, they're all going to be in town. So you got a message you want to send?
Yeah, tell them I said what's up and... tell Lee he still hasn't paid me for all the Mesa equipment that he borrowed.
Okay. I'll make sure to send that. Because, you know, everybody, this is our last blowout for the year is the Twisted Christmas. But everybody is still talking about the highlight of 2007. Obviously, Godsmack headlining Rockfest last year. And the question was that we've been getting because of the Another Animal thing was, is Godsmack breaking up?
Oh, man, no, that's silly. There's been so many bullshit rumors about that. Really, you know, these guys... For me, I just wanted to come out. I didn't want to tour right now. I was burnt out. I'm like, we've been on the road for 10 years. I haven't seen much of my daughter. She's at that really precious age at 5, and I want to experience a lot of that, you know? And I also wanted to get away from Godsmack for a minute so I could expand some more and work with some other musicians so that way when I do another Godsmack record, I have all these new textures and colors to bring to the band. And... But yeah, no, we're getting along great, and they just, you know, they wanted to tour a little bit more. They had all this rock stuff they wrote, and they really wanted to kind of get out there and support it, whatever. But for me, I was like, what am I going to do? Another like side project is going to be a rock band. I have Godsmack. Like, if I'm going to do anything heavy and rock, I'm going to use vehicle. You know, Godsmack is the vehicle to take me through that you know, whatever it is that I'm writing and feeling at that time in my life. But I don't want to just write another rock record with a side band, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So, I mean, maybe one day I'll do it for fun with some other celebrity guys or something like that and just do like a super band or something. And that'll be obvious. It'll be obvious if I did it like that, but not just a, you know, I don't know, whatever. But so that's why I chose to, you know, for me, it's like I write music because I love music and I love all different kinds of music. And I have this whole other side of me that sometimes I'm home and I'll write on the piano or I write with an acoustic. And although I know those songs and styles I'm writing isn't quite right for a big rock record for Godsmack, just really cool and intriguing songs, and so I want to put that out there and have it kind of immortalized through a CD or an album or whatever, and that's kind of why I'm doing it. I'm writing it for me, and there's no expectations about whether it's going to be on the radio or whatever. This is, if it goes there, it goes there. That's cool. If it not, we're going to do like an underground tour in the theaters and just have people come and watch the show and experience it and appreciate it for the musicianship and not because of the pyro and the mosh pits and that kind of thing.
You know, after 10 years, it seems like you and the guys in the band, and you and I, we've known each other for a long time. You guys in the band seem to be a little bit more comfortable with sort of your place in music now. You don't feel like you have to approve anything. And you're now embracing some more diverse things that I would never thought back in 1995 that you guys would be doing, you know, tributes to Judas Priest or would have recorded a Led Zeppelin cover song. But now that you've been around for 10 years, you feel like you have that freedom and that flexibility to do more?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not even so much that. You know, the Zeppelin thing really was like kind of almost like a brilliant mistake. I mean, we were going to cover the song, and this was before we even knew Zeppelin was going to do any kind of reunion tour or whatever.
Hey, how come you're not in London right now?
Yeah, I know. But, it was more like I loved that song, and I've been a huge fan of Zeppelin, especially Bonham. He's my drumming hero. He's my mentor. I mean, between him and Neil Peart, they've taught me everything that I know about drums today. And it's nerve-wracking to try to do a Zeppelin song. You know you're going to get critiqued. No one can do it better than Zeppelin, nor would we ever try to dwarf them or anything silly like that. But, you know, we actually A-B'd that original song in the studio. We went there, we brought the original, and as we mixed it, we paid close attention to the vocal effects that Plant used and the guitar tones that Page used. We wanted to just complement a great version of that song and then just kind of godsmack it a little bit at the end because their version fades away and we didn't want to fade it. So really what it is, it's kind of a replica of the original with a little bit of a modern edge to it.
Who played the drums, you or Shannon?
Shannon.
Really? Even though Bonham is your boy, you didn't put
his boy too.
But you didn't do anything like that. Wasn't really. Is there ever a situation where you guys sit down and you go, you know what, I want to lay the drums for this, or is Shannon the boy and he lays it all down from now on?
No, most of the time he lays it all down. There's been some situations where I wrote a track and he thought maybe I had a better feel for it, so he just was like, dude, get on the kit and play it. Like, I don't care, you know? And there was a couple of songs that I played on the Faceless record and one on the on a single that we did, Safe and Sound, on the Godsmack 4 album that went on some kind of limited edition versions or whatever. But, we work great together in that way. Like, we both respect each other immensely for our talent as drummers, and I know that nobody can do it better than him. But, you know, sometimes it's just a different style or a different, you know, texture that a drummer can apply that the other guy can't quite do as well or feels that the other guy has a better feel for it. So when those situations come up, you know, he's never like, he'll throw the sticks at me and be like, play it, you know.
So when you guys,
no animosity and no hard feelings and none of that ego, you know.
So again, when you get the opportunity to do a Zeppelin song, you gave Shannon the sticks. That was nice. That's a class move.
Well, I didn't give him the sticks. He's the drummer in this band. I'm not the drummer. I'm the songwriter and the singer. And, you know, he's my boy. He's the kid, man. There's no one better than Shannon. I'll tell you that right now. I'll put Shannon up against any drummer on this planet any day of the week for showmanship. And I guarantee you they'll be running out of there with their tail between their legs.
Well, I know you and I both saw Shannon when he was with Rat Child America at the Channel way back when they were touring with Testament and Pantera, back when he was laying waste to everything on the drum. So you're not going to get an argument from me, bro.
Yeah.
That's not happening. All right, can you hang on a second? I want to play Good Times, Bad Times. Can you hang on a second? I want to talk to you off the air. I don't want you to just hang up before you get to San Diego, all right?
All right.
All right, man, hang on 1 second. We'll play Good Times, Bad Times. It's Sully Erner from Godsmack, all right, on 98.9 The Rock.